Welcome everyone to the Big Book Workshop 2025. This is week 18 of the recording. Today's topic is step four, exploring beliefs. A reminder that this is a Big Book Workshop. We are not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship. However, we do try to follow the spirit of the 12 traditions. We only wish to be helpful. The goal of these steps is a transformation, a change in the way we think, feel, and behave. This is a way of living that brings peace, forgiveness, and joy. May you find some of that here with us. So, welcome, 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 everyone. We were just doing some admin before the meeting, and we're about to do some work today. So, we're preparing ourselves. Taking a pen and a piece of paper and getting ready to do some work. I invite you to join me for the set-aside prayer. I close my eyes and I breathe because I need to. Because I'm powerless and I pray for power. God, please set aside everything I think I know about who I should be today, how I should be able to cope. Everything I think I know about these steps and you, this mystery, this spirit, please open up my heart. Please open up my mind. And allow me here today to have a brand new experience with myself, with all the shoulds, who I should be and how I should be able to cope. A brand new experience with these steps, with recovery, with my spiritual path and with you. That connection, that inner resource, that whispering voice, that God voice that guides. I take a moment to lean in to that question of the loving thing. What is the loving thing for me to do today? And I reflect on meditation. To meditate is to consider, to think. And I think about this next hour. Am I ready? Am I prepared? Am I showing up? Do I have a pen in my hand? Do I need a cup of tea? What do I need to make myself ready for this space? And I breathe in. And I release that energy. And when I'm ready, I open my eyes and we begin. Thank you so much. Thank you to those members that were able to raise their hands today. We didn't catch everyone, but we were just looking for past participants to share their experience, strength, and hope today in small groups so that you can have more of a one-on-one or a small group experience. So if you have any work with you, have it in front of you. If you are nervous or have a question, write it down so that you can ask the question. If you are new, and we did have some newer members in the room, just I love Herb is my step guide, and he says this thing around buckle up, buckle up. And I imagine those sports. I've never been in a helicopter. I've been in a helicopter once, and when you go, you buckle up, and it has like the straps over the shoulder and the hips, and you've got like 5-point connection in the middle. That's what we need to do. Buckle up and pay attention and breathe in. We don't have to fix it. We don't have to have it. We don't have to know anything. We show up and we sit back and we buckle in. That's the power. We buckle in. So that's what we're doing today. I'm going to pause for a minute and come to our greeter when you're ready. Lynn is our greeter today. If she could speak to that role for the recording, welcome.
Hi, everybody. Hello, my name is Lynn, and I'm your greeter today. If you open up the Zoom chat in a moment, you will see a welcome pack. This is free to download and includes information about this workshop, links, and other helpful podcasts. If you are having any technical difficulties or have any other questions, please let me know in the chat. For those of you on the phone today, this welcome pack is also available on our website resource page, www.bigbookworkshop.com. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you so much. And a big shout out to our security team and the people in the background doing some service. I do want to just encourage people, if they can, to come on video and wave. So there's a few people that have their cameras off still. We're doing breakout rooms today, and it helps our security team if they can see you. It means they can rest and relax and have a meeting as well. It helps them to be able to have a meeting. So thank you to everyone who's doing that. If you are not in a space where you can share, you can just come on video, wave at them, talk to the host, and show them you're here, and let them know so that they can rest and the host and these other people can have a meeting themselves, so they'll be able to pay attention to what's going ahead. So, as I said, my name is Joanne. Well, hopefully, I said that. My name is Joanne, and I am your facilitator and step guide for this meeting. I am just a fellow in Melbourne, Australia, and this year I turn 50. No, actually, I turned 51 this year. I have to tell you, by the way, my birthday. I'm still 50, so it's like I'm still young. But you know, I'm getting old. I came into fellowship at 24, and when I came into fellowship, I was introduced to fellowship at 21. Right? At 21, I came into fellowship, and I cried for about 3 months because I'd never heard anything like this, and I had grief, and I had trauma, and I was. I looked pretty normal. I didn't behave normal, but I looked pretty kind of normal. When I came back at 20, I left. The rooms were not always, I wasn't, there were things that went on. I don't, it doesn't matter. For many reasons, I didn't stay. And I came back at 24. And at 24, I know I didn't look like I had I didn't look healthy anymore. I've damaged my body. I had obesity going on. I had daily panic attacks. I had a Rottweiler. That was the only way I got out of the house to that first meeting. I've turned up like this 24-year-old with her arms crossed and her Rottweiler. And he was a puppy dog, like, but he was. He was my courage. Bless that dog. And those people didn't know, those in that small Frankston meeting, they didn't know what was going on. You know, this woman turning up with a dog that looked pretty scary, and I was pretty scary. I was pretty rough. And I was really grateful for that small community, because it was a space where I started to grow. And this is what this inventory work is. Today, we're looking at inventory work. This is how we grow. Step one is understanding, coming to a sense I'm powerless. See, when I came in at 21, I heard the word chronic and I heard the word powerless, and I walked away. I didn't walk away just for that reason. There are other things that went on, but I didn't want to have a forever problem. I thought, well, that's a death sentence, and I'm not going to sign up for that. And why do I want to hang out with you guys? You guys are boring. You know, bless you. But I'm going to go and live my life, and I'm going to work harder. I'm going to get a better boyfriend. I'm going to get a better job, a better, I'm just going to manage my money better. I'm going to be better at everything. Anyone had that experience? I'm just going to do it better. And I was pretty good with Excel. I'm good with computers, and I Excel spreadsheet. I created a table of how long it's going to take me to get my life together, and I wasn't able to do it. I tried for a few years, and it just was a mess. I was a mess. My relationships were a mess. My work was a mess, and I have an anxiety condition. I have a history of some trauma, and I don't behave normal. I no longer look, and I gave up trying to look normal today. I'm powerless. And that's today is my superpower. The paradox of these steps, when we embrace with self-care and self-love powerlessness, when we embrace that, it opens the door for power. That's why I'm here. Because this is how that door gets opened. For some of us, the door doesn't open until we do this work, this inventory, because we are blocked from that sunlight of the spirit. We're blocked. And this inventory is a way of getting clear. So there are four parts to this inventory: resentment, fear, our sex conduct, and shame. That's the way the big book introduces it. And what we're looking at today is resentment. So the first inventory item, and we're breaking it into the third column and the fourth column. If you look at page 65 of that big book, you'll see three columns. Column one is a who. Who is irritating me today? So if you are new and just listening to this, think about the last 24 hours. Who is bothering you? Is someone irritating you today? It doesn't have to be a big deal. It's just a small irritation. That is a good way to practice how to do the steps. Choose something that just irritates you. It's a way for us to learn and practice without being so emotionally bothered. Okay, so we're going to practice today doing the steps. Column one is the who. So in the example, it says Mr. Brown. Column two is the cause. And it says in the big book, it says his attention to my wife. So notice it's brief. So have your column two and be brief. Write something down because you're reflecting today on column three. And then the column three at the top there, it says affects my, and it has a list of items. So there is a method of doing the steps where you just say you have these boxes and you tick, 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 tick. It affects my sex relations, and I'm done. That's it. I tick the box and then I'm done. Move on. Right. And that is a way of doing the steps. Good for you. It didn't work for me. It didn't, I didn't understand, and I held on to the story. The story that I was abandoned, abused, neglected, and for some of us, it's real, but it is real. A lot of us, I have been victimized. I have been damaged. I have been abandoned. These are real issues that go on, and we're doing this work because today I'm stuck, I'm trapped, I'm stuck in that story, and it's real. I'm not telling you it's not real. When I say that word story, I don't mean to say that it's not true. It is, but I get stuck in it. Herb K. Herb is next week. I'm traveling, by the way, to the US. Very exciting. I'll be in California. So if anyone's in California and they want to come down to visit, I'm traveling all the way from Melbourne, Australia. So it's a big deal for me and for my anxiety condition, getting on a plane and meeting people. You know, I'm just an average woman here, you know, but I'm coming and leading a workshop with Herb, and this is the focus of that workshop, is doing this kind of work. This is my passion. This is my joy, and this is the transformation. This is where it came from. from this work. He, the herb has a picture and he of a man in a prison, and he's in this bar, these bars, and he's holding on to the prison. The bars of the prison that I'm holding on to, this is my third column. Each of those stories, each of those irritations that we write down, they each are a bar of a prison cell that I'm holding on to. And the more work we do, third column, which leads into fourth column. So it's not the end of the story, but when we start to do the work, it helps us to release. Like our thing, I can't open my fingers to release the bars. I sometimes use the example of an anchor. I'm in the ocean and I'm holding on to an anchor and it is drowning me. And I know that I'm drowning and I know that it's there. I see it, but I can't, physically can't let go. This story is part of my identification. It's real. It really happened. And I can't let go. I can't open my hand. I can't let go. And that's what this inventory is around, is identifying and allowing ourselves to have a voice. So allow ourselves to be disappointed, to be sad. Allow ourselves to be rageful, mad. Give ourselves permission to express that story that we're holding on to. We have to find it, and that's why there are seven dimensions. You're going to be practicing them today. There are seven dimensions that we're going to look at, and I'll talk more to them after the breakout rooms. So there's seven dimensions. They're just to help us to get access to the different parts of this story so that we can really give it a voice. What you're doing there is embracing the pain and embracing the grief and embracing the sadness. You're giving yourself permission to say something that may be not politically correct. It may be embarrassing. It may be childish. It may be juvenile. Like, yeah, I should be better than this. Well, let that thought go. Allow yourself to have this feeling, even if it's not pretty. This is the story. And until we express the story and really own it and understand this is the story, we can't let go. We can't move on. And so we are trapped in the prison, and we're the ones holding the bar that traps us. We want to be free. I want you to be free. And this is the way that we do it. Inventory. The sunlight of the spirit is that inner voice, that inner guide, that spirit. And we get blocked by these clouds. These inventory is sometimes the key to your transformation. So that's why we do this work, and I want to give you courage to do this work. I'm going to pause now, if I can. I'm going to rest my voice for a minute, and I'm going to thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and I hope to give you courage, and I hope to give you to bumble through. That's all we do. We bumble through. I don't have all the answers. I don't know. We just bumble through. And we do it again tomorrow. And we don't do it alone. So just before I come to you, Claire, to remind people of the prayer for deep resentment. So in that big book on page, I think it's page 66 and 67, there's a paragraph, if you have your big book open, at the top of 67, that first prayer, that first paragraph. On the side of that paragraph, I often write in my big book, it's called a sick man's prayer. Some AA meetings will call it the sick man's prayer. I often remind myself the prayer for deep resentment. And I change the words. I change the words to that prayer. So to allow myself to let go and to move through some stories that are very sad, and that I've been holding on to sometimes for 50 years, 60 years. And I've held on, and it's real. It really happened, and I really have this sadness. And just for today, am I ready to let go of holding on? That's what recovery is. It doesn't mean that it's not real. It's just asking to let go. So the sick man's prayer and the prayer for deep resentment, the wording, you can change the wording. I will talk more to that when we come back from the breakout room now, because actually I'd like to go to Claire, who is sharing her experience, strength, and hope. And Claire, you can speak for, if we do we have a timer today? Barbara Lily, if you could give Claire a 3 minute time reminder and then 5 minutes if she wants it. So Claire, I've just added some time to you if you want it, and I invite you to unmute, share your experience, strength, and hope from doing this work. And I sprung this on her. She had no preparation time. So breathe in and breathe out with us today. And I hand over to you, Claire.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Joe, for my name is Claire. I am a gratefully recovering addict of many fellowships. And I do have experience, strength, and hope around the third column. I have found that it has really helped me to get to the bottom of the story that I tell myself. The third column is all about the story. What is it that I'm telling myself that's keeping me stuck in behaviors that keep me trapped? And I can be more specific. First of all, I'm away from home. I don't have a third column in front of me, but I have been doing a lot of third column work recently. And one of the ones I've been dealing with is this resentment that I have, that I feel that my family takes me for granted and doesn't honor my boundaries. And so I'm with my family right now, and we were all eating dinner together. And my one daughter's going off to a workshop. My son-in-law's going off to a meeting. The babysitter is going to take my granddaughter to give her a bath. And my daughter said to me, "Do you think you could clean up the kitchen, Mom?" And I immediately went into the story in my head. Now, I've mentioned to my daughter that I have a workshop at 7 o'clock. And the story in my head was, she doesn't care about the fact that I have something that's important to me. And what I tell myself is, somehow, the story in my self-esteem, the self-esteem, which is the first thing. So I have this resentment against my daughter because I don't think she respects my boundaries, and I believe she takes me for granted. My self-esteem is, I believe I'm the kind of person that does a lot of things for other people. And when I say I have a commitment, that should be honored and nobody should take advantage of me. I'm just as important as everybody else. That's what I really believe about myself, or else I wouldn't be so upset when that's not actually happening in reality. But the fear I have around that is, they really don't think that I'm that important. They think that I'm supposed to serve them. And I also have this fear that because of all of the harm that I've done in the past, and I haven't been a perfect mother, it's my job to make it up to them and now be the perfect mother who can make amends for all the wrongs that she's caused in the past. So that takes care of my self-esteem. You know, I believe that I should be respected and treated fairly. That's not happening, and somehow I fear that I deserve it. Then if I look at the second part of the third column, how do I want the world to see other people treating me? And I want the world to see my children saying, "Mom, do you have something that you need to do? Because it would be great if you could help clean up after the dishes, but I understand that if you have something else to do." I want them to see that they honor me and respect the things that are important to me, and that they put my recovery first. And so that would be how I want the world to see the people in my life treating me. But the reality is, I fear that they see that they disrespect me and they don't treat me very well. And the whole rest of the column is filling out that story. What is this story that I'm telling myself about whatever the resentment is, how I believe that the world is treating me and what my role is in it. And it usually ends up with my feeling like a victim in some way, that I feel powerless and that I don't have control over the way my life is turning out because of the way the people in my world are treating me and not respecting me. And the third column really helps me to get in touch with that and see where I'm trapped and where I keep telling myself these stories and delusions over and over again. And fortunately, by the time we get to the fourth column, there's transformation that takes place where we can see how it doesn't have to be that way anymore. But without knowing what the story is, I can't really see the areas in which I need to change. And as I said, it's somewhat difficult doing this without having a third column in front of me. I can't really address it specifically, but I've been doing a lot of third column work. And the result for me is getting at the story helps me to see how it is a story. It's not necessarily the truth. And it's not the truth that I want to live by anymore, that it's a story that I can let go of. And I can find ways to take actions to change my behaviors and become the kind of person that I want to be through really seeing areas in which I limit myself. And I've been able to change this role, this view of myself as being a victim in my family and being taken advantage of and maybe not respected and not being honored in the way that I want, was seeing that it's the actual story is that I don't honor my own boundaries, that I don't speak up for myself. And because of having done this work today, I was able to say, you know, I actually have a workshop at 7 o'clock. So if you don't mind, I would appreciate it if the rest of the family could help clean up with the dishes because I have a commitment that I need to make. In the past, I wouldn't have done that, but it was only because of looking at the story through the third column that I was able to see this is a pattern that I live in and have been repeating over and over again without realizing that it was a self-imposed, self-fulfilling situation, and that I can change the story and find my voice and say, I have a commitment. And sure enough, everybody said, oh, okay, no problem. It wasn't the story that I thought that they're not going, that if I speak up for myself, everybody's going to reject me and not love me and think that I'm not a good mother. It was just speaking up with and not being defensive about it, just being very calm and saying, you know, I have a commitment. Do you think you guys could clean up the kitchen? And then coming here and being on the meeting and finding out that I can share with you my experience, strength, and hope around the third column. So I thought that was, I hope that's helpful. It's kind of shooting from the hip. It's my experience. It's, you know, it's what I'm living with on a daily basis. I can go right back into that story. And I almost did for a moment, but then I thought to myself, no, I'm not that person anymore. I can speak up and assert myself. And sure enough, here I am on the meeting. The dishes were done by somebody else. And I can take control of my life and turn my will and my life over to a higher power who can then help me to become the person that I was always meant to be.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Now, what we're going to do is look at some work on the third column. Here it is on the screen. It's on page 26 of the Way of Life document. And it starts with column one and column two. When I resented, remember that word resentment. Every time I see the word resentment today, my mind is breaking it into two parts. The RE stands for it comes again and again and again. And the zen, this the second part of resentment comes from sentiment, emotion. I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, and bang, something happens. And I have that emotion again. I feel it again. A lot of us identify irritation. It's an irritation. Some of us, it's rage. Some of us, it might be more an experience of disappointment or some kind of sadness that we can't identify. Underneath anger, it often feels safer to be angry than to be sad. So that anger is protecting me from the sadness underneath. It's exhausting holding on to all of this. And the inventory work gives me a space to let it go. So we look at when I resented, and the suggestion I just gave was a neighbor. Maybe I suggested a neighbor, and column two is the why for being noisy. Now I just made that up. You will have your own column one and two. And then we do a set aside prayer. This is crucial. Are you doing it? Our behavior tells us what we believe. If you believe, wave at the screen if you think you believe, if you believe in the set aside prayer. Hopefully everyone is waving at the screen. Who has a faith or a belief in this idea of the set aside? I mean it, wave at the screen. It's just good movement. Right? Do you see all those waving hands? The set aside works. Set aside what I think I know about the set aside. Set aside what I think I know about these steps. Set aside what I think I know about who I am today and who I should be. All those shoulds. So here we are with the resentment example of a neighbor. Set aside what I think I know about neighbors and about me and how I should be able to cope. Please, God. I'm powerless to do it. Please, can you? And sometimes it's that inner voice, that inner wisdom, energy, that energy that comes from within. And I lean into that. Please, can that energy help? Please, I pray. Set aside what I think I know. That's all the shoulds. And open my heart and mind for what is today and what I can do, and to be in acceptance for that today. And then we lean into these seven questions. So we look at my self-esteem, my pride, my ambition, my security, my personal relations, my gender relations, and my pocketbook. The seven dimensions of an extended column work, that's what we're doing. Column three, extended column work.
You're muted now, Joan. Joanne.
Thank you. Lynn, our time, who's our timer? Barbara Lilly, I'm going to come to you. Can you give me a 5 minute, a 2 minute reminder at the 2 minutes before the end so that I can do a prayer for deep resentment? So thank you, CJ.
Hi, Joe. Hi, everybody. Our group, the question that came up that I wanted to share because I wasn't here last week, that we were to do the self-esteem and pride, and people just wanted to check in and make sure that there will be an opportunity to that there will be instruction on the remaining items, and when that would be.
No, I want, I actually encourage you to do all the questions, all seven. So if you have questions on how to do them, or if I haven't given instructions, so I haven't talked through how to do them, so maybe I need to do that. But have a go at doing it now. The hard ones are the self-esteem and the pride. There are questions around gender and personal relations, but have a go. Have a go. We're now taking a break for, so next week I'm away, as I said, I'm visiting the US, so there's no workshop next week. Everyone, usually people forget, so just so you know, there is no workshop next week and the following week as well. So we have 2 weeks off now. So your homework is to do all seven questions for all your resentments and just get them out. So have a go. So, if I haven't talked through them, look at the appendix at the back of the Way of Life document. There are examples of how to do it. So, I'll show you that today. So, I'll take time to show you those today. But definitely, your homework is to do all the questions. And you won't do a perfect job, but just give it a go. All right. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you.
Wanda.
Hi, Joe. Two things that maybe came from our group. Can you explain the self-esteem? I am, and what I had wrote down from last week was those are our assets and our pod like the positive things, right? Can you add more to that? And then I have another part question for pride as well.
Yeah, so we were looking at it just before. I think it's still on my screen. So let me do a quick screen share because this actually will talk to CJ's question too. So here I'm on the way of life. Let me just show you actually if there's someone that's new. If we go to bigbookworkshop.com, so you go to our website, has everyone seen this, like this page here? You might not have noticed, but in the top there's a resources button. See the tab? If you click on that tab, it will take you to this screen here where you have three areas. We're wanting to go to the way of life document and the worksheets are in there. So this is, I've already got it open. And well, let me show you where it takes you actually. So it takes you to this item here. So this is the tree, the apple tree. That's the fruit of our behavior and, letting go of that unhealthy behavior so that we can become this healthy behavior. And that's the apple tree. And that's our way of life document. And here you've got this these links to go somewhere. And I wanted to show you that because right now we're looking at column three. So if I click it, it will take me to page 26, which is what we're looking at today. And I should be able to, yeah, you're right, that link doesn't work. That link doesn't work. Some of these links should work. Oh, maybe I don't know why it's not working. It should work, but we go back up here to CJ's question. If you go to the appendix, there are completed worksheets. There's actually more than one. So there's one completed worksheet on page 61 and 62. So you can see now Wanda's question. The first part of self-esteem, it's very important that it be your assets. And those of us with, say, codependency, I'd be very hesitant to put the word supportive as an asset. It is, but it's also part of our disease. So just for today, what are my assets? Think of the example on the screen today. I am loyal, helpful, passionate, fun-loving, friend and person. Maybe I could have said wife or daughter or son or husband. Like this is, I am a loyal, helpful, passionate, fun-loving. Notice I didn't su say supportive, available any time of the day. I do everything for everyone, right? Because I maybe those aren't my assets. That's an expression of unhealthy behavior, unhealthy boundaries. So I have to be careful sometimes. What are the assets? So that's a different topic, I guess. And then we move on to the fear. Wanda, what was the second part of the question? Are you still
Yeah.
unmuted? Where are you? Go ahead.
So the second part was, so if I had, so an example was when I resent compulsive overeating in the pride column, so others should see my compulsive overeating treating me as, how would you do a pride?
Yeah, I tell you, to that person, I love it. So I've done it around disease or alcoholism. So others should see alcoholism passing me by. Like it can affect other people, but it passes me by. You can do the same thing with dementia and disease. Other people should see this disease missing my family. Right? So we're exploring. This is if you're exploring, if I'm resentful at disease. So Wanda's example there was if I'm resentful at compulsive, so the disease of food addiction. Why? For its impact on my body, its impact on relationships, its impact, it devastated my life. Okay, then you go to my self-esteem. I am a compassionate, loving, intelligent, creative person. Right? What else? I'm full of joy and zest for life. That I bring joy into the p relationships that I have. What are my assets? So look at you. What are your assets? And then look at my fear. None of that. I'm overwhelmed. I'll never be free of the disease, this food addiction. I'll never be free. None of that comes out. I'm trapped. Right? And then you go to the pride. So, pride, others should see the disease, and we're looking at the disease of food addiction, and play with that idea. Others should see this disease passing me by, right? Passing my family by, or not affecting me, not bothering me. Right? And what's my fear? Others are going to see that I'm a mess, that I'm powerless. Others are going to see that I'm sick, that I'm hopeless. Others are going to see that I am powerless to this food that I'm using. What's my pride? I don't know. So you play around with different ways of expressing. So that's a little more complicated. Maybe don't start with that, especially if you're new. So it's a little more complicated to think about. I really encourage you to give it a go if it speaks to you, but it is harder to do. So just play around with it and see what works. Anything else, Wanda?
Gentle reminder, it's 5:28.
Thank you so much. So we've got two hands up. I'm just going to be brief, Jeannie. So, do you have a question? Is it a is, are we able to do it briefly? Come on, unmuted.
Yes. All right.
First, go ahead.
I have a question. You talked about when we start doing the resentments and we look at fear, and what other things did you talk about that we need to look at?
Do you mean in terms of inventory work? Sorry.
Yes.
So our inventory, we're looking at resentments, then we go to the fear inventory, then the sex conduct, and then the shame. So we're doing different areas of that can block us from the sunlight of the spirit. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's what I meant.
There you go.
Those
Yeah.
four parts block us from the sense.
Sunlight of the spirit from that inner voice. Maybe it's from who we're meant to be, that inner self.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
That was it. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Laurie. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I have a real quick question. I wonder if this document and all the worksheets are available in electronic format. Do you know
That's
if
what I'm
they are?
looking at. What do you mean?
Well, that I could fill it in myself. Right now, all I can do is print copies of it, but I wonder if it's also available to just work electronically.
Yeah, so be careful, Laurie. If you ask, you shall receive.
I would
So
love to have it electronically.
I'm on the resources page of bigbookworkshop.com, and you
Yep.
might not know, but if you scroll down, there's all sorts of resources here.
Right.
So one of these is an interactive third and fourth
Perfect.
column.
Love it. Thank
Now,
you.
I just do want to warn you, if you're new, this is a worksheet that will erase if you don't save it correctly. So be mindful of how to save it and how to use it, because you can lose your work if you don't save it properly. So it's yours, it's there. So you see where it is. Great
Perfect.
question. All
Thank
right.
you.
Yeah, you are very welcome. So those members that are new, there are examples here. Don't put pressure on yourself to do it. Maybe just listen. You know, maybe just listen this time round, and next workshop, like next year, maybe this year you elect, give yourself permission to learn and to listen and to without, don't pressure yourself. But those of you who want to give it a go, there are two examples in the worksheet on page 61 all the way up to page 64. You will see two worked examples. And if I look at the one on page 63, it's interesting because it's a resentment against myself. It's a resentment against myself, and I resent myself for my addictions, my anxiety, my depression. So that's very similar to a question that came up today, right? And the self-esteem, I am an intelligent, capable, loving, compassionate woman. What's my fear? I'm not good enough. If people really knew me, they would reject me. Okay. What have we got next? Pride. Others should see me treating myself. So what you're doing here, you're imagining two versions of yourself. One of them is the disease self, like the one that's sort of a bit unmanageable and powerless and baffling. And the other one is that spirit, the healthy part. Others should see me treating myself as a woman with healthy boundaries, confident, relaxed, at ease with myself and others, managing my life well. What's my fear? Others will see that I am a mess. That I am a failure, that I'm no good, that I'm powerless. All right, so you explore and the worksheet goes on, so you can read that. So, what I'd like to do to close today is to bring us to the prayer for deep resentment. So, if you go to the contents page, you will see the prayer for deep resentment. It comes from page 67 of the big book, which is the sick man's prayer. And we change the words. And we change the words. Here is an example. There's a page that you can print out here that you can cut out and change the words, or you can do it any way you want. The part that I want to talk to you about is change the prayers. You don't say every single one. There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven bullet points. Don't say every one of those. And in fact, you can create your own bullet points. You can change the language, change the words. This is a prayer of deep resentment, asking for help specific to you and specific to this part of your life where you have some grief or you have some pain. So we're closing today on the prayer for deep resentment. And in the homework, actually, we might need, just before I do the prayer, have we been able to put the homework in the chat? Do we have homework? We might need to email it out today. Do you have homework,
Yes,
Lynn?
Joe, I do, and it's in the chat. Thank you.
Do you want to open? You can open the chat. Do we want to, sorry, open the chat. If you haven't had a chance to exchange before I do this prayer, so I'm about to do the prayer, I'm about to close up the meeting. The chat is open. You can hang around after the prayer to take details. But if you do have to go, because we've gone over time, the homework is in the chat. And please put your details in the chat if you do need to go. If you can wait, then just close your eyes, try to ignore the busyness. And we breathe in for this prayer for deep resentment. I'm going to change the words. God, this person in my inventory work, this person that I'm looking at today, they, like me, are a spiritually sick person. Please, God, help me to find patience today in my life. Help me to find compassion. Help me to release my anger. Help me to find a healthy way of navigating this situation. Help me to lean into the support that's there. Help me to let go of control. Help me to be present today. Grant me strength as I go through my day today. Thy will be done. So, what you saw there was the prayer for deep resentment, changing the words. I invite you to change the words and be specific. When you are disturbed, I invite you to lean in and ask for help. That inner resource is there. Our job is to change our behavior so that we pause and lean in to that support one day at a time. Our lives transform. This is how we do it. I pray, please grant us all to close the meeting, the serenity prayer. Please grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you so much, everyone. The chat is open. Grab the homework if you haven't already. And I invite you, I need to stop the screen share to do that, but I invite you, if you are heading off, to unmute and say farewell. Thank you.
Thank
Hi,
you, Jack.
everyone.
Thanks,
Thank you.
everybody.
Thanks,
Bye.
everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
Thank
you all. Thank you
you.
for your time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a safe trip, Joe.
Everyone.